Easter Week 7 Saturday Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Christ the Lord has promised us the Holy Spirit. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Christ the Lord has promised us the Holy Spirit. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia.
How great the tale that there should be in God's Son's heart a place for me, that on a sinner's lips like mine the cross of Jesus Christ should shine. Christ Jesus, bend me to thy will, my feet to urge, my griefs to still, that e'en my flesh and blood may be a temple sanctified to thee. No rest, no calm my soul may win, because my body craves to sin, till thou, dear Lord, thyself impart peace on my head, light in my heart. May consecration come from afar, soft shining like the evening star, my toilsome path make plain to me, until I come to rest in thee. Let them thank the Lord for his love, for the wonders he does for men. Psalm 106. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever. Let them say this, the Lord's redeemed, who he redeemed from the hand of the foe, and gathered from far off lands, from east and west, north and south. Some wandered in the desert in the wilderness, finding no way to a city that they could dwell in. Hungry they were and thirsty, their soul was fainting within them. Then they cried to the Lord in their need, and he rescued them from their distress, and he led them along the right way to reach a city that they could dwell in. Let them thank the Lord for his love, for the wonders he does for men, for he satisfies the thirsty soul, he fills the hungry with good things. Some lay in darkness and in gloom, prisoners in misery and chains, having defied the words of God and spurned the counsels of the Most High. He crushed their spirit with toil. They stumbled, there was no one to help. Then they cried to the Lord in their need, and he rescued them from their distress. He led them forth from darkness and gloom, and broke their chains to pieces. Let them thank the Lord for his goodness, for the wonders he does for men, for he bursts the gates of bronze and shatters the iron bars. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let them thank the Lord for his love, for the wonders he does for men. They have seen the Lord's deeds and the wonders he does. Psalm 106 continued. Some were sick on account of their sins and afflicted on account of their guilt. They had a loathing for every food. They came close to the gates of death. Then they cried to the Lord in their need, and he rescued them from their distress. He sent forth his word to heal them and save their life from the grave. Let them thank the Lord for his love, for the wonders he does for men. Let them offer a sacrifice of thanks and tell of his deeds with rejoicing. Some sailed to the sea in ships, to trade on the mighty waters. These men have seen the Lord's deeds, the wonders he does in the deep. For he spoke, he summoned the gale, raising up the waves of the sea, tossed up to heaven, then into the deep. Their soul melted away in their distress. They staggered, reeling like drunken men, for all their skill was gone. Then they cried to the Lord in their need, and he rescued them from their distress. He stilled the storm to a whisper, all the waves of the sea were hushed. They rejoiced because of the calm, and he led them to the haven they desired. Let them thank the Lord for his love, the wonders he does for men. Let them exalt him in the gathering of the people, and praise him in the meeting of the elders. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. They have seen the Lord's deeds, and the wonders he does. The upright see and rejoice, they consider the love of the Lord. Psalm 106 concluded. He changes streams into a desert, springs of water into thirsty ground, fruitful land into a salty waste, for the wickedness of those who live there. But he changes desert into streams, thirsty ground into springs of water. There he settles the hungry, and they build a city to dwell in. They sow fields and plant their vines. These yield crops for the harvest. He blesses them, they grow in numbers. He does not let their herds decrease. He pours contempt upon princes, makes them wander in trackless wastes. They diminish, are reduced to nothing, by oppression, evil, and sorrow. But he raises the needy from distress, makes families numerous as a flock. The upright see it and rejoice, but all who do wrong are silenced. Whoever is wise, let him heed these things, and consider the love of the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The upright see and rejoice. They consider the love of the Lord.
God has given us a new birth and a living hope. Alleluia. By the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Alleluia.
A reading from the third letter of St. John. From the elder, greetings to my dear friend Gaius, whom I love in the truth. My dear friend, I hope everything is going happily with you, and that you are as well physically as you are spiritually. It was a great joy to me when some brothers came and told of your faithfulness to the truth, and of your life in the truth. It is always my greatest joy to hear that my children are living according to the truth. My friend, you have done faithful work in looking after these brothers, even though they were complete strangers to you. They are a proof to the whole church of your charity, and it would be a very good thing if you could help them on their journey in the way that God would approve. It was entirely for the sake of the name that they set out, without depending on the pagans for anything. It is our duty to welcome men of this sort and contribute our share to their work for the truth. I have written a note for the members of the church, but Diotrephes, who seems to enjoy being in charge of it, refuses to accept us. So if I come, I shall tell everyone how he has behaved, and about the wicked accusations he has been circulating against us. As if that were not enough, he not only refuses to welcome our brothers, but prevents the other people, who would have liked to, from doing it, and expels them from the church. My dear friend, Never follow such a bad example, but keep following the good one. Anyone who does what is right is a child of God, but the person who does what is wrong has never seen God. Demetrius has been approved by everyone, and indeed by the truth itself. We too will vouch for him, and you know that our testimony is true. There were several things I had to tell you, but I would rather not trust them to pen and ink. However, I hope to see you soon and talk to you personally. Peace be with you. Greetings from your friends. Greet each of our friends by name. Responsory from 3 John. Never follow a bad example, but continue to follow the good one. Anyone who does what is right is a child of God. Alleluia. There is some merit in accepting pain if it is endured for the sake of God. Anyone who does what is right is a child of God. Alleluia. A reading from a sermon of an unknown African author of the 6th century. They spoke in every tongue. It was God's will to demonstrate the presence of the Holy Spirit at that moment by enabling those who had received him to speak in every tongue. For we must understand, my dear brethren, that it is through the Holy Spirit that love is poured out into our hearts. Now the love of God was to gather together the church all over the world. Consequently, while a single man, if he received the Holy Spirit, could speak in every tongue, now the one church in its unity, which is enabled by the Holy Spirit, speaks in every tongue. And so, if anyone says to one of us, "You have received the Holy Spirit, why do you not speak in tongues?" he should reply, "I do speak in every tongue, for I am in the body of Christ, the church, which speaks in every tongue." For what did God signify by the presence of the Holy Spirit if it was not that his church would speak in every tongue? In this way, the Lord's promise was fulfilled. No one puts new wine into old wineskins, but new wine is put into fresh wineskins, and so both will be preserved. It was with good reason, then, that some people, when they heard the apostles speaking in every tongue, said, "They are filled with new wine," for they had become fresh wineskins. They had been renewed by the grace of holiness, so that when they were filled with the new wine, that is, with the Holy Spirit, they spoke with fervour in every tongue. And by this spectacular miracle, they foreshadowed the spread of the Catholic Church through all nations, speaking every tongue. Celebrate, then, this day as members of the one body of Christ. Your celebration will not be in vain if you are what you celebrate, if you hold fast to the church which the Lord filled with his Holy Spirit. He acknowledges it as his own as it grows all over the world and is himself acknowledged by his church. The bridegroom has not lost his bride or been tricked into receiving a stranger. For to you who are established in every nation as Christ's church, Christ's members, Christ's body, Christ's bride, St. Paul says, "Forbearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." Notice that while bidding us to forbear one another, St. Paul speaks of love. When speaking of the hope of unity, he points to the bond of peace. "This is the house of God, built with living stones, in which so great a householder loves to dwell. His eyes must not be shocked by the disaster of schism." Responsory from Acts 15. God, who can read everyone's heart, gave the Holy Spirit to the pagans just as he did to us. He made no distinction between them and us. He purified their hearts because they believed. Alleluia. God has granted even the pagans the repentance that leads to life. He made no distinction between them and us. He purified their hearts because they believed. Alleluia. Let us pray. Give us grace, Almighty God, to hold fast in life and conduct to the mystery we have celebrated at Easter. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Pentecost Sunday follows.